Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here today with Jeff Collins. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Except it's cold up here.
It is freezing up here.
Yeah. Jeff's from Texas, and we're in Minnesota, and we went for a walk today. So it was a little chilly for Jeff, but we're so glad that you're here. Yeah, and we're going to just chat with Jeff a little bit today about the state of things in the world and how Jeff sees things. Jeff has been in ministry for a lot of years. You've seen the Lord do amazing things, and so we're going to get some stories from Jeff. But I also want to tell you right up front that you can contact Jeff at jeffcollinsministries.com, and he'd be glad to interact with you, right? You just love people. Yeah. That's what you do.
That's what we do.
And Jeff has traveled all over the world, and in Africa, they give you an African name. Tell folks what your African name is and why.
So, yeah, the Africans study your behavior, and then they will, if they appreciate you, then they give you an African name. And so my African name is Wazungu Kaji, which means the white man who wanders around.
The white man who wanders around. So we'll just wander around in conversation today and see what the Lord is up to. But what is on my heart is that the world is interesting again, you know, always. The world's never been boring. And the Lord tells us that there's nothing new under the sun. He talks about that in Ecclesiastes, yet this is a season we've never seen before. And it's not new, but there's a different mixture going on in our world right now. And some people are scared, and some people are excited. And I just want to talk to you about how you are feeling and seeing and what you're discerning in the world today. But I also want to start by reminding everybody that there is a type person that the Lord has given an anointing to know what the times and seasons are. And I believe Jeff carries this type of anointing. And it's from Chronicles 12, verse 32. The men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. So lots of people under the command. But these were a people who God particularly gifted to know the times and the seasons, but also what the people of God should be doing. Uh-huh. And I just believe that you're one of those people who understand the times and seasons. Not that you know everything that's going on or that the Lord's revealed everything to you, but you have quite a relationship with the Lord, and He shows you things and you discern things in a way that is just very helpful to the body of Christ. So when you look at the body of Christ in these days, in these current seasons, what do you see as God's heart for His people right now in this time in history?
You know, right now in history, right now history is being made in that once again this little sliver of land called Israel is being contested again. When we also see the great restive disruptions that are going on in so many different nations, and the wars and the rumors of wars, and Scripture speaks of men's heart will fail them because of these things. But I want to tell you, you and I were born for this hour. We were born for this time. Like Esther of old, we have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. And so I want to release encouragement right now.
Just go ahead and do that.
To every father, mother, son, daughter, everyone that is struggling, everyone that feels fear. I just want to say the perfect love of Jesus, the perfect love of God, drives out all fear. And because it drives out all fears, that means that you can do what God has called you to do specifically. You are the only one that can do what He has called you to do. And I just pray a release of a greater acknowledging and a greater following of what wonderful Abba Father has for you.
Amen. Amen. Because fear is really stealing people's ability to live the life God created them to live. And yet when you look at the news or we look at what's happening, fear is right there and offering to take over our lives mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is good. And so what else do you think that is going on in this time and season? What else do you see that the Lord has for his body and his people?
Well, you know, we're not to be afraid of darkness.
Yeah, say more about that.
Well, Jesus is the light of the world. And we have light and fire. He gives it to us. And it's light that pushes back the darkness. And so some people live in places of fear. They don't want to go outside. The COVID thing was ridiculous, the way that there was this worldwide fear of dying, and there's these things that are being done that are not God-made, but they are man-made, and it's producing a greater mortality rate. It's the fear factor is there. But each one of us, like Esther, we have been called into the kingdom for this time. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, she was not, you wouldn't say, ready for everything that she was about to have to do.
And she actually said, you know what, if I die, I die. But I can't live with myself if I don't try to do mm-hmm. what I'm called to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the calling on her life was so strong that she knew she had to step out and step forward. But our God, our Father God, is so ready to protect us. Have you found yourself in situations over the years where you didn't know if you were going to live or die, and the Lord came through, you're still here, and you're a grandpa, you're a papa.
I should be dead so many times.
But the Lord has protected you. So
He really has. I remember some crazed guy that came after me, and he just kept throwing everything he could have to kill me. But literally.
So where was this? In the United States or another?
That was in Texas.
In Texas. So another country, the country
and
called Texas, yeah.
The fists would stop at my face.
Literally.
Yeah. And then the guy just absolutely caved because he could knock me down. It was the angel of the Lord stopping him from harming me.
So how does someone build a relationship like that with the Lord that you, how does that happen for a person? I mean, you are an amazing man, you're a unique man, but the Lord will do that for others as well. How does someone find that in their life?
I just, it was when I was born crippled, and so I had to wear leg braces as a boy. That was no fun. But at age 5, I went forward in our Baptist church, Castview Baptist Church, there in East Dallas, and I went to the front to give my life to Jesus. And one of the deacons told me to go back to my mom. He didn't, that I didn't understand what I was doing. And I just, all right, I went back to my mom, didn't say a thing. But it was when at 7, when my legs were surgically broken.
Your legs were surgically broken.
Yeah, I was bowed leg.
Okay.
And I didn't ride horses. And but anyway, it was there when my pastor came to visit me. My mom was listening in, and he was encouraging me to get baptized. And I said, well, brother, I've already tried one time to give my life to Jesus. He doesn't want me.
Oh, my goodness.
And my mom heard that, and she heard the Lord speak to her. He will proclaim my word.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I bet there's a lot of people in this world who think that God doesn't want them.
It comes from the devil is the father of all lies.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And God wants his people to walk in truth, live in his word, live in his truth. And if each one reach one, we could turn this thing around.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Lord is very willing to reveal the lies that we believe. Mm-hmm. We just have to ask him, Lord, what lie am I believing about you? And he'll tell us. And then you just have to repent and tell the Lord, I'm sorry for believing that lie. And often we don't even realize we believed a lie, but when the Lord tells us, we need to just say, I'm sorry. I don't believe that lie anymore. Mm-hmm. And what's the truth? Mm-hmm. And I want to walk with your truth inside of me instead of the lies.
Yeah.
Because those, how you live life is either based in lies or truth. And it's our responsibility to make sure we're basing how we live our lives based on truth.
So true.
Yeah.
He is the Spirit of truth. And he comes to convict, to convince, and to reprove mm-hmm. sin, righteousness, and judgment. And if we can heed what Holy Spirit is speaking, living, doing, then it'll make our life a lot easier mm-hmm. to keep going.
So another thing that this time and age and this season of the world's history is that's changing so much is what the church looks like.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got to be very culturally Christian, and people went to church, and I don't remember who says it, but they're very familiar with a God they really don't know.
Uh-huh.
We go to church and talk about God, but really individuals don't know God through. Maybe they're a fault, but a lot of times no fault of their own. Nobody really taught them. And what do you see God doing to change that in this season in history?
Well, you know, one of his names is Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is here.
Is here, yeah.
He's here. He's always near. And all we have to do is to tune in to his closeness. And I just love the Holy Spirit. I love the way that he can just come and convict, convince, reprove, and he can release all kinds of wonderful things through people. And that's the way kingdom advances. The kingdom of God advances.
Yeah. And what else would you like people to know about the Lord? What people who don't know him maybe have been part of a church, but were really discouraged by church, because sometimes Christians can be mean people, you know, and people get hurt by the Christian church, and they get hurt by people in general, but it's hard to come back to church once you've been hurt like that. What would you say to people who find themselves in that situation?
Well, first of all, you have to... Jesus said, it must needs be that offenses come. Mm-hmm. And so, but we can live in a place close to the Lamb, close to Jesus, close to this wonderful Trinity, that there's a place that blessed are those that love my word or my law, and nothing shall offend them. And many times I've been in situations where I was done wrong. And, you know, there were some times I messed up. Mm-hmm. But my heart is that I don't want to be offendable easy. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to reflect wonderful Jesus and how he, the one that knew no sin, became sin, and the way that he endured for us so that we could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And I love the way the body of Christ is going outside the walls of the church more these days.
Yes.
I just love that. Yeah, because if you give people an encounter with Jesus and they meet Jesus for who he is, not filtered through pain and lies and all that stuff and religion, But you meet Jesus, people fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just nothing like it.
I believe we're right at the cusp of this worldwide release of heaven. And there'll be places that have known great tragedy and trial that in this coming season, God is going to release his antidote for it all. And I believe that there will be places that we thought never could, you know, produce much fruit. I believe there's going to be surprises with the way heaven answers to a fresh moving of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there more you can tell us about what you see?
Well, yeah, it's just, it's so enjoyable, the seasons of life. And when I was younger, all I lived to do was do street evangelism, bring the lost in. I was just gung-ho about everything. And then continued to go to the nations. I've been in 70 nations on this planet, and the different cultures and whatnot. Currently, my heart is towards Europe, that the Europe that was once a champion of righteousness, that will be restored. And of course, over in the Far East and the Arab kind of world, there's much work to be done there. But I think there's going to be some great surprises in nations that we thought were calloused and not open. I'm believing the open up the gates, the King of Glory's coming in.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Is there anything else you want to share with people? Anything else on your heart that you'd like to?
Well, if we can continue with first of all, we have to love ourselves.
That can be a challenge.
So that we can love our neighbor.
Yeah.
And some get stuck right there. And we are in the love business.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if you guys can see, but look at Jeff's cup. Hashtag love. There we go.
And it's the love of God. It's shed abroad through our hearts. It accesses the deepest part of us. It goes out like a river, if we'll let it. And then that's where his love, his beauty, his glory, his healing, his renewing, just everything that is needed, he has. And all he's looking for are hearts that are towards him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hearts that are towards him, and even if you don't know how to turn your heart towards him, to try. I mean, he knows your heart. And if you're doing what you can do and you're trying, he will meet you right where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to get all the way to him first.
No.
He just meets you right where you are.
Yeah.
Well, as we close, would you pray for our listeners that they would find that what they're, if anyone is seeking more of the Lord, that they would find him and that they would be brave enough to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, we know that you are not far from any one of us. In you we live and move, and we have our being. I pray for my brothers and sisters that are listening and watching this. We pray, Lord, that you will renew their strength, that they will mount up with wings like eagles, that they will run and not be weary. We pray, Lord, for the angelic host of heaven to come with fresh assignments, with fresh, Lord, ideas, with, Lord, a renewing, Lord, of hearts and spirit, We pray, Lord, that your body, your ecclesia, will not continue to divide from each other. But we pray, Lord, that there will be a coming together in the unity of the faith. And that no matter what stream it is, that there's this work of love between us, that we walk and we live and we do our best to reflect you and your person here on this earth. We pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, for this time and for this season, we're grateful the Lord sent you here and that you're willing to release all these things. And again, thank you for joining us. My name's Christy Greener, and I'm here today with Jeff Collins, and you're listening to the Dare to Believe podcast. Blessings.